I have a three-word response to the revelation of the identity of Deep Throat. This is Geoff Parrish, and those three words are Downing Street Memo. Here's what John Dean, who helped expose Watergate, wrote about W's case for the Iraq War in a 2003 column for FindLaw.com. Quote, "To put it bluntly, if Bush has taken Congress and the nation into war based on bogus information, he is cooked. Manipulation or deliberate misuse of national security intelligence data, if proven, could be a high crime under the Constitution's impeachment clause." End quote. That's exactly what the Downing Street memo, first reported a month ago by the Times of London, proves. The memo describes a report given to British leadership by Richard Dearlove, head of MI6, Britain's equivalent to the CIA. It details a meeting with top White House officials 8 months before the war, in which they expressed a determination to go to war and to manipulate public and congressional opinion with what Dearlove characterized as a thin case for WMD and links to Al-Qaeda. It's hard not to contrast the frenzy that greeted the revelation of a 30-year-old secret with the thudding indifference U.S. media has given the Downing Street memo. The memo has scarcely been mentioned in the country's leading newspapers and has been completely ignored by evening network news. The reasons are numerous, but it adds up to a depressing reminder that Watergate, as reported in 1974, would never be reported today. The same secrecy, paranoia, and demands for absolute loyalty that were the undoing of the Nixon administration have been used to resoundingly successful effect by the Bush administration. Media outlets today are far less willing to invest the time and money into investigative journalism, far less willing to rock the boat or to risk being tagged with the dread liberal media. The chances that your publisher will back you up these days, as Woodward and Bernstein were once backed up by the Washington Post, are almost nil. The result is that the information needed to impeach George Bush for lying to Congress, the UN, and the American public about the most serious imaginable matter, the misuse of military force, it's all out there. It's been reported in the foreign media, in alternative press, in the margins. But it has not been championed by major media, and it has subsequently not been taken to heart by the American public or by Congress. George Bush and his aides intentionally lied about the case for mounting an unprovoked invasion of a sovereign country. The outcome has been a war that has so far left over 1,400 American soldiers dead, many thousands more maimed, and has led to the deaths of an estimated 100,000 Iraqi civilians. If there were ever any doubt about the intentional nature of the disinformation campaign waged upon us to justify this war, the Downing Street memo erases those doubts. It's difficult to imagine, at this point, any sort of smoking gun sufficient to generate that sort of momentum against the Bush administration. Vietnam-era dissident Daniel Ellsberg has been touring the country for the past year, urging federal officials within earshot to do as he did with the Pentagon Papers, to do as Deep Throat did with the Watergate cover-up, and to leak to the press what they know of the Bush administration's misdeeds. But that may not be enough, because there's no guarantee that the press would even care, let alone highlight in the proper context such allegations. We now know the identity of Deep Throat. Fine. But let's take a moment to mourn the fact that the courage and integrity displayed by Deep Throat would not be possible today, because there's nobody in our country's major media willing to hear such secrets. Without that, we've lost an essential tool for accountability of our country's highest powers. They still lie and cheat. Only today, we no longer seem to care. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.